Praise the Lord. Message number 7. The title of the message, Do Not Forget the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. And let us read the whole chapter. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig cover out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, the thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you out water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and worship, and bow down to them, I testify against you today, that you will surely be destroyed, like the nation the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for you not obeying the Lord your God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time and use it mightily, Lord. I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would take the message with a clear and loud voice and reaching into those people are waiting to hear your word, O God. Let your message bring revival You bring satisfaction, you bring victory, oh God. I pray, oh Lord, that many they get encouraged. I say, hear the message and walk in your ways. I pray that your message brings salvations. You bring revival, oh God. You bring wisdom. You bring help, oh God. You bring, oh God, change and transformation in the life of your people, Lord. We do pray in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, arrange the message in the special way, Lord, that everyone will hear it, that you're going to speak in a special way to each and every one of us, Lord. Let your message bring you the harvest that you desire. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The text that we have read was part of the message of Moses, the servant of the Lord, to the Israelites before they crossed to conquer the promised land that God had promised to their fathers. They are the new generation. Their father, they left Egypt and they were headed toward the promised land. But because they disobeyed the Lord, the God of their salvation, God forbid them from entering the promised land. So they wander in the desert for 40 years and they die there. But now their children are at the edge of the promised land. And here we find Moses exhorting them of how to live and walk with God. Their fathers, they did not enter because they were disobedient. But God said their children, who will be raised up and grow, they will enter instead of them. Moses is preaching to the generation that is about to conquer and enter the promised land. For us, the promised land is the eternal life and life to the full with Christ Jesus our Lord. We know very well that Jesus died on the cross for our sin. He was buried and he was rose from the dead on the third day, and he is now at the right hand of God the Father interceding for us. Moses was telling the generation that going into the promised land the word of God that instructs us also to do the same in order for us to enjoy his blessing in our lives. Yes, you receive Christ and you receive salvation with Christ, but if you are not going to obey the Lord and his word, then don't expect a blessing, and there is no salvation if you live in disobedience to the Lord. And the same promised land that the Lord brought the Israelites in, after they disobey him and they worship idols, he destroyed them in the same promised land. God, he said to them in his word through his servant Moses, he said to them in verse 20, like the nation the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Why God destroyed the nation that they were before the Israelites living in that land? Because they worship idols, they did detestable things, they did immoral things, they did detestable things in the eyes of the Lord. Therefore the Lord remove them and thrust them away from his presence and give that land, the rich land, the blessed land, he gave us to his people, the Israelites. Now he's telling his people through his servant Moses, if you're going to do the same, I will destroy you as I destroy them. And hear the message. To be born again is to say bye to sin. You renounce all your sin. You confess and you renounce and you repent and don't go back. But if you still do sin and still you do wrong things, immoral things, debaucherous things, loving money and worldly things like the unbelievers and the pagan, then don't expect that God going to bless you. God going to destroy you as he destroyed the evildoers and the wicked people who ignite him to anger and did not respond to his call. Don't take the grace of the Lord Jesus in vain. In the book of Titus, there is good description of the grace of God. Book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. The grace of God has appeared to all, but what is the characteristic of this grace? It brings salvation to us, plus it teaches you to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, and to be self-controlled, and to live upright and godly in this present age. If you have received Christ, and if you say that I have received the salvation and the grace of God, then you must know how to say no to sin and to ungodliness. If you still do wrong, then you have not yet received the grace of God. The grace of God should teach you to say no to sin. If you still sin, then you need to repent today. As you hear the message, I pray that you repent and you give your life fully unto the Lord. Do not forget the Lord. That is the title of the message. Moses is telling the new generation who is going to conquer the land. He is telling them, don't be like your forefathers. Don't be like your fathers. Don't be unfaithful. Don't be ungrateful to the Lord. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today. Every command from the Bible, from cover to cover, we are required to obey the Lord so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Why we need to obey the Lord? We need to obey the Lord so that you may live. We will live, we will have eternal life, we will have life to the full also, a good life. Why many Christians, they live a miserable life? It is not because of trials, it is because of their sin and their disobedience, and because they are not careful in following the Lord and his commands, so that you may live and increase. When you obey the Lord and follow the commands, you will get increase. Increase in all the aspects. There's increase. And you may enter a new things. Enter a new era in your life. A new blessing. A new life. A new experience. A new miracle. You may enter. There's something coming in new stage in your life. A new position. A new blessing. A new authority. In your spiritual gifts, in your study, in your anointing from the Holy Spirit with the new gifts to enable you to save him in a better way. Wait, so that you will enter and possess, you will get something. God will give you the ability to possess the blessing of Him. That is the important of to obey and to follow every command of the Lord. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know that what was in your heart, to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands. We have here a clear picture that the Lord allowed a trial in their life. God allowed many trials and hardship in their life for 40 years. And God did allow trials and hardship to pass through your lives before He grant you what He promised. Before God will grant the people the blessing or reward what He promised, He allowed trial and hardship to pass in their life. Why? He does this in order to test you, to know what is in your heart, what is your heart motive, what is your thinking about the Lord. Many people, they are just waiting for the blessing, but after they receive the blessing, they will become proud and they forget the Lord. Solomon say, don't give me little. Let us read this one in Proverbs chapter 30. What Moses prayed to the Lord and what he asked the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Let us find what King Solomon asked the Lord. Verse 7 and verse 8 and verse 9. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 70, verse 9. Solomon, he said two things I ask of the Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you, and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. What he asked here, he say, don't give me too much. Because when you give me too much, I may disown you. People, before they become rich, they are humble. But when God is blessing them, then they forget the Lord. How they forget the Lord? You may say, how I forget? I'm not forgetting the Lord. Jesus in my heart. If Jesus in your heart, truly you have to obey His command. Jesus say, if you obey me, you obey my teaching. If you don't obey the teaching of the Lord, then you are forgetting the Lord. Why God allow trials? To humble you, to break your pride, to show you that you are zero. He put you in trials for a long time so that He will take out all pride, and also He will know what is in your heart. He will allow trials and problems, and He will see your response, how you will respond to this. God, through trials and hardship, make us convinced that man does not live on material things alone, but on every word and a promise that comes from His mouth. Trials is training to teach us that we will live because we have the promises of God. The Lord wants us to trust Him fully and not to run or to rely or trust other things. During the 40 years in the desert, the people's clothes did not wear out, and that was a proof to them that God can be trusted. He is the one who can sustain us and provide all our needs. God, during the 40 years, He put them into the narrow tracks. Food, one item only. Only manna. And clothes, they have nowhere to buy. But their old clothes, God sustained it. And God did allow this trial in your life. You have desire other food, but you cannot eat. God allow it to humble you, to break your pride, to cleanse you from worldliness, and to show you that you will live according to your will, to His will, and according to His command. He will teach you to trust His word. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but in every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. He is telling them the manna, it is not your fathers had created, but it came to them through my word. And God teaching us here today that as we trust His word, we will be provided. Verse 5, know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. God allows trials as a discipline. He allows it to pass into our life so that He will cleanse us, He break us, He remove our idols and the things that we trust other than Him. He will remove it away. He will remove worldliness. He will remove naughtiness. He will remove proud and haughtiness, anger, and all the type of sin that God dislikes. He remove it through trials. If you are hearing the message and God is allowing problems in your life, just be sure that God allowed that in order to discipline you. Verse 6, observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in His way and revering Him. Observe the command. Walk in the way of the Lord and fear God. Many Christians, they don't fear the Lord. How they don't fear the Lord? They do what they like. They break the commands. They sin. They do as like the non-believer are doing. Immorality, stealing, telling lies. They do their own will. They go in their own ways. They execute their own plan and they put aside the plan of God. They don't revere the Lord. They marry what they like. They eat what they like. They live what they like. They work what they like. They do mostly what they like, not according to the will of the Lord. The Lord called you today to fear Him. Just I want to tell you one thing. All your sin, all your shortcoming, all your trespass against God and against His will, God knows it very well. And this message is a warning for you. God had given you much. Now God is calling you to be faithful unto Him. For the Lord your God, verse 7 and verse 8 and verse 9, is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, beautiful land, springs and water and rivers and hotel and nice places, green valleys and green mountains and green fields, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, different kind of food, vegetable, nice food, a land where bread will not be scarce. Too much food will be there for you and you will lack nothing. Everything will be available to you. A land where the rocks are iron and you can discover out of the hills, even from the land, you will be able to get copper, iron, and other important metals from the ground. God is going to bring it to more rich places. What he said to them, God had been with you and God had blessed you, and ahead of you the blessing, ahead of you more blessing awaiting for you. But I am telling you today, don't forget the Lord your God. After God going to bless you, after God going to answer our prayer, after God going to deliver you from all your troubles, don't forget the Lord your God. Verse 10, when you have eaten and satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. When you eat and you eat nice food and you eat good food and you eat healthy food, don't grumble and don't quarrel and don't fight and don't complain, but praise the Lord and give him thanks. Be careful, verse 11, that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. He say, after the Lord going to bless you, don't forget him. Don't forget his commands. Don't forget his rules. After people get rich, after people they get delivered, after people they get solve a problem, they forget the Lord. How they forget him? They forget to read their Bible. They forget to pray. They forget to come to church. They forget to do their ministry. They forget to bring their tithes. They forget to help the poor and needy. They will become arrogant and they become negligent to their duties and their responsibility toward the Lord's. Verse 12, otherwise when you eat and are satisfied, when you are eating the nice food and in good restaurant, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, when you have much and big companies and big people and big ministry, and your silver and gold increase, when you have much silver and gold and money and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud. God is warning you today. God is going to bless you, but don't allow that your heart become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of the slavery. He's telling them here, do you remember from where God have taken you? From Egypt. And here today is the Lord is reminding you. Remember what had your situation 10 years ago, 15 years ago, sister, brother, 20 years ago, how you were, how was your situation. You remember the bondages, you remember the poverty you were in, you remember the bad accommodation that you were in, you remember the low income, you remember your enemies that you were approaching you, and how the Lord saved you? Now, after the Lord had to bless you and make you rich, now your heart become proud and you say, who is the Lord? Yes, you. As you forget the commands of God, as you forget your responsibility toward the Lord, toward your family, toward the church, toward the ministry, toward the people around you, toward the non-believer, to preach the gospel to them and to pray for them, you forget the Lord, your God. He led you out through vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land. You remember how it was hard life, how it was a desert your life, everything was was missing in your life. With this venomous snakes and scorpions. How scorpions and snakes and enemies and the troublemakers and evildoers. How God saved you from all those people. Now you forget the Lord. He brought you water out of a hard rock. He's telling them, God give you water from the rock. It is easy to get water from the sand. But how rock can have water? Yes. God did it. Then you will revere the Lord. And you will fear him. The rock at that time was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was with them, and from him they drink the water. Verse 16, he gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your father had never known, to humble you and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. He is still reminding them. And God is reminding you today that all the troubles that you pass through, all the hardship that you pass through, it was for your good, so you will humble. So that when the Lord will bless you, you will be able to walk humbly before him. And you will fear him. And you will revere him, so that his blessing will flow in your life. Verse 17 and verse 18. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. Many people, they will boast, I have done this, I got this, this is my power, this is my money, this is my labor, this is my mind, this is my smartness. Verse 18, God is telling you, don't boast. Repent now. But remember the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefather, as it is today. God is telling you, God is rebuking you. All what you have is from him. And even the wisdom that you have, it was from him to make wealth and money. Therefore, repent and humble down before the Lord. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. God is warning you now. God is warning you who you are born again. Even born again, they may go back to worship idol. How they worship idol? You have seen people, they worship idol. They go near the statue and they will bow down their head in submission and in obedience and in agreement. How they born again, they worship idol? When they compromise. When they know what is wrong and they will say it's okay. It's fine. Little lies is no problem. When they would agree, when they would nod their head, they would say yes for sin, yes for stealing, yes for immorality, yes for corruption, yes for compromises. That is the way that they worship God. And God would take that as an idol worship, and God would destroy the work of your hand. Today is a warning message. God is willing to give you more blessing, but he is warning you. More blessing is more responsibility. More blessing is more accountability. Be faithful. And an obedient child of the Lord who had blessed you much and is willing to bless you more. If you repent and humble down yourself, and keep humble walking with your God. Kneel down. Renounce all your sin. Tell him, Lord, forgive me all my sin. You have shown me clearly my sin through your word. I humble down before you, Lord. And grant me, Lord, repentance. Lord, I will walk in your ways from this day on. I am renouncing all these sins, O God. Renounce all your sins, one by one, at the feet of Jesus. Lord, I pray, everyone who repent, after you hear the message of yours, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, reward him, and grant him, O God, the blessing, and press for him, and increase him, Lord, and help him to overcome his trials and his difficulties. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We bless you, Jesus. Take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to the lost who are waiting to hear your word. And let your message bring you the harvest that you desire. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.